The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kieran Sharp is with me. He's the chairman of FACT, the Federation Against Copyright Theft, because you might have seen this story about 15 different retail outlets that help provide the dodgy box services have been targeted across the country, across 9 different counties. Kieran, what can you tell us about who these people are and who they represent in the supply chain?
Well, in this case, we've done an operation against retail operations. So they're very low down the chain, if you like. So they're an outlet to consumers who go along there and purchase subscriptions or just the devices as a one-off payment. And we have been doing a number of operations across Ireland in recent years. And this was an alternative to the ones we've done before, which have mainly been people who are selling online or through social media or whatever. So we had information about retail sites, shops that are selling these devices, and that's where the operation took place.
And, I mean, these devices that the shops were selling, were they coming with the dodgy box apps, as it were, pre-programmed? Because the devices themselves are often just, you know, kind of Google Chrome units or Amazon Fire Sticks or what have you, which in and of themselves, there's no issue with them selling. Is it that they were selling them with all this stuff available on it?
That's correct, yes. So it's already got everything preloaded. So it's just a plug in and play with into your system. And as I say, sometimes it's a one-off annual purchase or it's a monthly subscription.
Mm. And were the shops advertising the fact that they were selling these quite openly, or was it a nod and a wink type thing?
I think it was more a nod and a wink. I think word of mouth and information on social media going passing round, and so it wasn't overt, that's for sure.
So these legal notices, or these notices that have been issued to them, I mean, are they legally binding? What's the consequence? Is it just about letting them know that you know?
Yeah, it's an information leaflet, really, just as you say, letting them know that we know what they're doing and that they need to stop, because we will then escalate action against them if they don't stop. And so what we want to do here is disrupt the supply chain and prevent future offending. We don't really want to have to take people further into either the criminal justice system or the civil court system to take action against them. But if they don't stop, that is exactly where we'll go.
And we were just having a discussion about cheating in another context, and Steve Cummins, one of our guests, I guess the view he enunciated was that, you know, if there's a sense that the crime is victimless, he's willing to cheat. And he gave the example of kind of hacking the parking meter to get your change back and still get your parking ticket. And I'd wager a lot of people look at dodgy boxes the same way, people who use them. They think this is a victimless crime. Sure, what does it cost the big companies if I'm getting a few TV channels for free? What do you say to that?
Well, it's one I've heard for many, many years, and it applies to people's opinions of a lot of fraud, that it's a victimless crime. And of course, everyone knows that it isn't. And sometimes that's just an excuse to justify their actions. But if everyone was to do this, then we wouldn't have all of the content that we can enjoy in our leisure time, you know, the films and the TV programs and the live sport. You know, all that has to be paid for, and it comes in such fantastic high definition quality now, and with the ability to watch it on the move and any time you like. And so we wouldn't have any of that if people weren't prepared to pay for it.
So up until now, I guess we've had some high profile cases of dodgy box suppliers being prosecuted in the courts. We've got this story today then about you guys writing out to some of these retailers, telling them, listen, we know what you're doing. You shouldn't be doing it. Please stop doing it or we'll escalate it. Is there plans to go after other people at other points in the chain, including the end users?
Well, so we're going after all sorts of people within the chain. So there's different levels of offending, and we're doing that all the time. So we have different operations ongoing, and we also do law enforcement operations in conjunction with law enforcement against the most egregious offenders. They're the ones who face the severest penalties. In relation to consumers, it's something we don't really want to go down. We want consumers to enjoy the legal offering and make the most of what's out there and not be paying for something that's, let's face it, it is a bit dodgy.
It is, but at the same time, I mean, for consumers, when they hear that, they think, you know what, there's no consequence to me doing this.
Well, that's one of the issues that we try to get across in terms of our discussions and our media broadcasts is to say that there can be consequences. You are committing a criminal offence. We don't wish to go down that route, but it may happen on occasion. We've had operations that have taken out suppliers, and then from their contacts list, we've gone to every customer and we've told them they need to stop or there will be consequences. So it could happen. But we don't want to criminalise everybody. We don't want to prosecute everybody. We want them to convert.
Sinead Ryan is with us as well, the consumer columnist with the Indo and presenter of the Home Show here on News Talk, of course. Sinead, for lots of people, it just comes down to cost, I assume, does it?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Yes, indeed. Hello. It does. And people are certainly very price sensitive when it comes to their streaming. And they're conscious that if they have any one of up to 10 streaming services that are currently available in Ireland. I mean, we know about Netflix, Amazon Prime are the main ones, but there's loads of them. You could easily spend maybe €1,000 or more a year just being able to service these. So, and that's without all the sports. So it's incredibly expensive. And if people see something, as your guest said, that appears like a victimless crime, it's no biggie, everybody else is doing it. It's very easy to convince yourself that actually it's very straightforward and I'll do it too. Mm. And sure, who's getting harmed?
What is the consequence, though, of more and more people doing it?
I think probably the biggest consequence is for sports. And because most of the money, the spend that goes for something like Sky, like you can have a basic Sky package for £17 a month, okay? Even with broadband, TV, phone, it's not that expensive. It's very manageable. But the minute you add in sports packages, those premium channels that people want to see, you're well over €100. You add in extra devices, multi-room, you're up again. And then, of course, we know that some leagues, sports channels are dealing with different streamers. They're not all on Sky. They're not all on terrestrial. And, you know, you could be into €400 or €500 a month paying for these. So, like, it's a massive cost. If that is not paid for, well, then you're not going to see the transfer fees.
Well, you see, I think that's the thing, and I'm not defending kind of people doing this for a moment, but I think that's the other rationale people apply is they see kind of literally hundreds and hundreds of millions of euros spent on kind of transfer deadline day, and they see the eye-watering amounts of money that, you know, that the league makes from selling TV rights, and then they think how much they're paying every month. They think, sod it. Well, why am I the one being squeezed?
That's exactly what they think. And, you know, they know that the enforcers are going to come after the pubs illegally showing matches or the sellers, as they are now, the clampdown on the retailers that are selling the dodgy boxes. But really, people sitting in their homes who just want to see one team playing one league, they're kind of saying, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Everybody's doing it. And you see, once you get into that, then it is the thin end of the wedge. But you can understand how people can justify it in their heads, and they're seeing some footballers getting £50 million and they're like, what's my £12 that I'm paying for this? Who cares?
Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist with the Irish Independent, presenter of the Home Show here in News Talk. Kieran Sharp, chairman of FACT, the Federation Against Copyright Theft. Kieran and Sinead, thank you both very much. 087 1400 106. Somebody actually makes that point as I made it. Look at the transfer deadline day yesterday. Hundreds of millions spent and we're supposed to be paying for it. A simple example, says somebody else, if I want to watch any Premier League football, I need to have a subscription to Sky Sports, BT Sports, Amazon Sports and five or six others. Who is that kind of money? Dodgy boxes weren't as common when everything was just on Sky under one channel. Well, if Sky would stop putting up prices so that people could afford it, it would be great, to somebody else. If their subscriptions weren't so expensive, perhaps we wouldn't have dodgy boxes. The observation of another listener, all content should be free, said somebody else. We are bombarded by ads every time we watch anything, especially sports. That's how the big broadcasters should make their money, not by charging ordinary, decent people to watch their favourite teams. So Sinead said it right at the outset. It is to do with cost for people. And certainly the texts reflect that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.